Right now it is time to bring in Jim Lynch. It's time for Cover Your Assets. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, politics. Jim brings over 40 years of experience to these subjects and more. And Jim, I'm 68 years old. I've worked in radio since I have been actually 16. That is about 52 years part-time and free and stuff like that. I've covered elections basically since 1971 on. And this morning when I left my house and rode by the Salisbury Town Hall very early in the morning, I was wondering how many people would show up. And this morning at 6 o'clock, people started sending me pictures from the town halls and from the voting sites. In Salisbury, before the polls opened, there was a line that was easily 50 to 60 out the door and down the street, about a 45-minute wait to vote. In Sharon, the same thing. Heard the same thing out of Amenia, New York, at Pine Plains, New York, a long line that was in North Canaan to initially start. People are turning out in record numbers this year, Jim. This is just the people now that are showing up on Election Day. Already 100 million Americans have voted, either by absentee ballot, by early voting, and it truly promises, we'll see, with a turnout, to be a watershed moment, maybe in American politics. What do you think?
Thank God.
Thank God. You know, you never know, but the way it looks right now, and then I did get a couple of email and some text messages from people that asked me if they think it was because of the pandemic. And I think, the pandemic has a lot to do with it, but I think that we have reached a point now where with early voting and with voting by mail, people ask me, do you think that will stay? I think this will turn out to prove that early voting and voting by mail is now going to be here to stay, because I do believe this will be a record turnout when all is said and done.
I totally agree with that point. And the reason I agree is because it's right before our very eyes. People are telling you when something is important, they will do it. And the more convenient you make it, the more they will do it. And I believe that's what we have. But back to the song, hopefully the times are changing, because indeed we really need the God's ear. We really need help in this country in terms of stopping the flow of negativity and getting back on the bandwagon of positivity and doing things. We need really to work at healing our country. And as we begin to once again move forward in a positive way, this will take grit, determination, and patience because of the situation we're in. It's that kind of challenge. But I've been very, very, very optimistic as the last several weeks have gone by, and all of these people have been voting. And we've seen it all over the country, as well as up where you folks are. People standing in line 5-10 hours, and my kids, they could have done the vote in. One kid in Indianapolis, 9 hours. But she wanted her vote in, and she, like I saw on television, lots of people felt very good about being in those lines and talking with citizens and waiting their turn and giving people an opportunity to go and get something to eat, etc. So the spirit is still there. It's really being resuscitated as we go through this election process. And I hope that we come up with a winning strategy to go forward. The reason we need change, really, on many fronts, but certainly the pandemic front, we need somebody with a plan. We need somebody who hunkers down. You know, when Obama and Biden were in office, we had this Ebola crisis. And Ron Klain, who was very responsive in that as part of his team, these two men sat down and said, okay, we're going to bring the rest of the world into this. We're going to work on this together as a world because this is very serious. The net result is an incredible, incredible strategy and result. The result being very, very few deaths in light of the tremendous negativity of the situation, contrasted to what's happened. Unfortunately, we made our own bed when we decided to get away from our allies because it was very difficult for them to come into concert with us. But we never asked anyway. We were always saying, oh, we'll do it ourselves. Well, this is a world. We happen to be a big individual part of it, but it's a world that in certain times has got to work together, just got to work together. And climate change will very much be in the offering as we go forward, hopefully with new leadership. We must work at this. I mean, you look at all of these hurricanes in Louisiana and Mississippi in that area. That's changed. I mean, you look up in the Arctic where the ice is melting, building up the ocean, the waters, which creates a dynamic that changes the atmosphere and does all kinds of tricks with the carbon monoxide and so forth that we put in the atmosphere. Anyhow, the times are changing, and we're going forward.
You know, it's interesting, Jim. I've had some people in the last presidential election between Hillary Clinton and between Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton received 66 million votes, Donald Trump 63 million votes, and there was about another 4 or 5 million votes that were out there. So you look at that, it's about 130 million people voted, and we were just under 50%. And somebody said to me, well, you know, you urge people to vote. Aren't you afraid that the more people that vote, that maybe the candidate you like is not going to be the beneficiary of that? And I had to explain to them, that doesn't matter. What really gets me upset is when you have under 50% of eligible voters voting. You add that into the total population of this country, and that means only about 30% of the people in this country have decided who is going to run the country. If you can get upwards of 70, 75%, I don't know if we'll get that high this year or not, but at least at that point, you're now approaching between 40 and 45, maybe 50% of the people. The more people vote, the more you know the full mood of the country. And the more people that vote, the better it is. And the easier it is for people to vote, like with early voting and with mail-in voting, along with the regular voting days, is just what's going to be in the future because it makes it a much easier process for people to vote. And even if they have to go looking for a ballot box two or three or weeks ahead, they have time where they can get in their car and ride and go drop a ballot off. But when you work for a living, you don't have time on that workday to spend 10 hours in a line. That's the difference of the way this goes. And so, yes, I'm willing to take my chances. The more people that vote, the better off it's going to be because really, truly, it reflects more of the position and the mood of the country.
Well, maybe even bigger, it defines the essence of what democracy is all about. When everybody votes, they've got a stake in what's going on. They have exercised a right. That is an expression of interest in what is going on. And so it's a process that continues after the voting booths. It continues as people watch the performance of those they've put in office and those they haven't put in office, and those they'd prefer not to be in office. But all of a sudden, people have a vested interest in what is going on in the country because they have basically exercised this wonderful right that we have in this country. I don't want to get into too much history, but as we've been speaking, I've been thinking of years ago. It could be 2 years ago, and it was 10 years ago, and it's 15 years ago. Seeing pictures of people in other countries throughout the world who were given a vote, who were finally voting, whose government allowed them to come forward and vote, and the energy that is just radiant in these people, it's really incredible. It makes you really feel very worthwhile in terms, God, I've had this right all my life. And there are people out there who didn't have it all their lives, but when they have it, they savor it. So we are a country of immigrants, and we'll always be a country of immigrants. And therefore, we must act in a way of gratitude as immigrants that we can make a difference. And the more we pay attention to what is going on, the more we talk to our fellow man and woman about what's going on and compare views and do it in an equal manner, the better the whole country will be. We'll feel better for producing good results. We've felt better from producing results, period.
You know, I'm a victim of my growing up. When I was growing up in my household, we would have dinner every night together. Every night. Now, my father was an entertainer. He was away a lot, but he just demanded that we have dinner. And my grandmother, who we all lived together, also demanded that. And so you'd have 8 to 10 people around a dinner table having dinner, and you would discuss everything from sports to politics. All right. My father also was an avid reader. We had a big library. So I've always been interested in politics. And to boot, my grandmother, Mildred Dennis, was the first woman ever on the Democratic State Committee in Connecticut. And she lived out here in the boonies where, at that time, she and a few of her friends were the lone Democrats. It was almost like 90% Republican. But I learned at an early age how Republicans and Democrats can get along, disagree during the election, and go back to being good friends and neighbors all during the election and afterwards. And those days are never going to come back because of social media and everybody being so disconnected. But what I want people to understand on this day, and what this is always to me one of the most important days, whether it's a national vote or if it's a local election, is that this is your opportunity to voice your opinion and to force change without protesting yet. This is your opportunity to go out and vote and cast your ballot and see what happens, and then see if you have to take the next step to protest or not. But then after you vote, stay involved. Stay involved. If you truly, truly take enough time to look at candidates, to look at issues, and to vote, then stay involved. And I'm not asking you to become an involved member of your party. Read newspapers, read books, read magazines. Yes, watch TV. Yes, I guess be on social media. But understand what you're involved in. And this is why Election Day has always been important to me. And I've always followed it, not only as a person in broadcasting, but as an individual. It is a time that gives our country a real place to shine. And the more people that participate, the more that are allowed to participate, the better off this country is in the long run.
Amen. The vote, and as you've said, equally as importantly, first the vote gets the engine going. And then the interest, and then the research, and then the learning, and then the thinking, and then the discussing. And that requires individual effort, which translates into interest with other people, so that all of a sudden you are part of a body or a group in your community, for instance, that have interests that are the same. You might not agree with a zoning or a swimming pool or something, but you'll have a say in terms of the people who are going to make those decisions. And therefore, when people get together and in earnest and in truth and discuss and say, well, we have to plan this and that, that and this, and then discuss it, and then come away with a plan that is agreed upon, which is not necessarily one side or another, because eventually, if democracy works appropriately, and it cannot work perfectly, we will no longer have sides. We'll have many different angles, but eventually they'll all somehow come together, and they'll conveniently and cheerfully come together because we're working on a project. It's like if you were building a room or a house and three people are involved and they want to make it the best they can because they're doing it for somebody. Well, they're going to disagree on certain things. How about this angle? How about that? What do you think? And they basically arrive at what they all agree is pretty solid a building of this situation. You know, the thing is, this pandemic has produced a lot of loneliness, a lot of uncertainty among countless individuals. Let's be fair, all of us. And the way that we can get back together in terms of our feelings towards one another and being positive is by basically communicating. And you said it earlier, Marshall, less TV, less phone, less stuff where after a while it becomes just so habitual that it really isn't interesting anymore, but we just do it out of force of habit. The thing is, we have a wonderful minds. God, we all periodically think about the human body and what a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful example of nature. And then you think about your mind and you watch a child develop and learn and read and grow and have interests and go out into whatever field they are, science or business or school teaching. And you realize, wow, here's magnificence in our midst. I think maybe sometimes we're missing that appreciation of the magnificence. And in the process, we don't stimulate one another to do it more, to think more, to talk more. This will be very helpful, not only helpful, but important, as you mentioned, getting off the phone and the TV and all these gadgets. They're gadgets. You get yourself sucked into that technique, that process of looking and moving your fingers and so forth. And in the process, there's something lost. There's nothing wrong with it, but there's something lost if you do it without a purpose, without intention. And if your intention is to learn about your country and do better for your country and your family because you're creating greater intelligence and information, then it's superb. But when it's just another thing to do, to take up time, or, gee, I'm supposed to do it, or everybody's doing it, that's kind of going backwards, and you always want to be going forward.
Another thing that I've done today is on my personal Facebook page, I've taken all the political posts down, all the he said, she said, you're right, you're wrong, they're all down. Now, I have pictures up there of people voting and stories about voting, because today is election day, but It's a day where we have to, as a country, go out and vote. Vote for what we believe in. And after you vote, get out of the political attack mode. See what happens over the course of the next 18 to 24 hours. But, you know, stop disliking your neighbors. Stop trying to force your view on somebody else. It's okay to get on a soapbox and explain your views. But if somebody doesn't agree with them and speaks up, let them say their piece. It is their absolute right. I hope this country, after what we've been through, after an $11 billion billion campaign. You heard me right. $11 billion has been spent over the last 4 years on running for president in the United States of America. That is just about $2.5 billion a year taken out of our economy, put into the hands of advertising agencies, political wannabes, political movers and shakers. So we have to get past this and see what happens after everything's after all the votes are counted. It's, you know, it's, and I don't know if we're at a point yet, Jim, where we can do that as a country. We only have 2 minutes left, so I'll let you finish up. I'm sorry I took so much time.
Well, as usual, it's time well spent. You know, I periodically will look at a show on the television, and the commercial will come on. And I've actually been doing this in my head more than not. And I think, my God in heaven, if we stopped spending all this money on these silly ads, I mean, how many times do you have to see somebody driving a car to know, gee, I think I want a car, I need a car? If we took these things off and reprogrammed that into things to help in science, poor people, the citizens of the world, climate change, things that are truly meaningful. Now, I don't have a prescription as to how you rechannel that, but possibly it's that we have a fixation on things, a fixation on things. Notice that word, T-H-I-N-G-S. A thing is a thing is a thing. It's not a person. It's not real. It's an aid. And so we really must, and a time of crisis is the time when change happens. It's a time when change happens sometimes across the board. We need to change our priorities and what is important. And consumption, how much more consumption can everybody do? I mean, come on. You look at the junk pile of plastics floating around the world. That tells you the waste that's going on. So we have to just sit back and say, I'm going to make my life better. And in the process, I'll help make other people's better, not only in this country, but in this world. The world is now too dangerous a place not for us to get back to being together. And so on this election day, I wish all of us the best and the hope of our votes, and that you will follow some of the comments that Marshall and I have made and get back together to those things that are important, your family, your friends, your community, things that are vital, things that make you feel alive. You do too much stuff technically. In my opinion, it takes away a little bit of the life. Yeah. Anyhow, God bless you all, and God bless America, and thank you for this opportunity to talk to you.
All right, Jim, we'll Goodbye. Speak to you next week. Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets here on Robinhood Radio.